let's just okay, make sure we're all on the same page.
I'm tired. I apologize.
My name is James Cephalo. I'm a program manager for the Department of Water Resources. I will be the hearing officer on behalf of the department for application for transfer 79466 filed in the name of Four Sisters Dairy, which has been protested. This hearing will be conducted in compliance with the provisions of Chapter 2 of Title 42, Chapter 52 of Title 67 of the Idaho Code and the Department's Rules of Procedure. This hearing, for some unfortunate reason, is beginning on Thursday, March 19th, 2015 at 6:30 p.m. in the SRBA court located in Twin Falls, Idaho. Present at the hearing, we have the applicant, represented by attorney Travis Thompson. We have still with us protestant Leslie Ellsworth. Is she still here? She is not. We have protestant Martin Hackard, Jenny McCreary, Jeannie McCreary, Eric Parrott.
Yes.
Richard Parrott has left. He's not here. We have Ms. Henson on behalf of Lois Rice, her mother. Pam Ritter is here. We still have Ms. Slifer, Mr. Ed Smith. We have Ms. Stevens and Mr. Coleman on behalf of Margaret Winstrig and Leroy Elliott. The parties that were not named are not here currently, and they waive their right for cross-examination by not being here for this part of the hearing. As a hearing officer, I will take official notice of the department's file for transfer application 79466, past decisions and orders of the department, the department's water right records, reports, measurements, and stream flow records in the department's files, well logs and well driller reports in the department's records that are relevant to the case at hand. We've had a series of other transfers that were held, or hearings for other transfers that were held immediately preceding this. We will now incorporate certain portions of those transfer proceedings or those hearings into the administrative record for this particular case. First of all, we will incorporate an objection that was noted by Mr. Coleman regarding the... No, I apologize. Forget that, strike it from the record. That didn't pertain to this one. I wanted to remember that. Okay, we will incorporate the expert reports, both the main expert report and the rebuttal report prepared by Mr. Ed Squires and his expert testimony insofar as it pertains to the present transfer. We will incorporate the testimony and exhibits that were offered by the protestants themselves, so it's not including then the expert testimony report from Mr. Bonickson or Mr. Kimball, but rather the testimony and exhibits that were offered by the protestants in their portion of the hearings. Those previous hearings will be incorporated into this proceeding. Is there anything else that we needed to incorporate? Am I missing anything?
The only thing I was going to say is, Ms. Henson, your mother did protest this transfer.
Yeah, that's right. She noted that. Right. Okay. That's right. Mr. Coleman, Mr. Thompson, any of the other protestants, have we missed anything before we get started here?
No, just confirming my cross-examination of Mr. Squires would be included as well.
Thank you. See, we do need to note that. Cross-examination is also included then, incorporated in this record of Mr. Squires. Then we will turn to you, Mr. Thompson, and allow you to present your case for this.
I just call Greg Sullivan.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Mr. Sullivan, I believe in front of you, you have six exhibits for this transfer. Can you just, in general, just describe the transfer application for 7946?
The transfer application proposes to add a point of diversion to an existing water right, a Stockman commercial water right on dairy number 3. There's two existing points of diversions or wells, and this transfer proposes to add a third well to that dairy location. The transfer also proposes to adjust, actually to reduce the place of use of the commercial aspect of that water.
And was that last piece of information, was that identified in your expert report, or did we, was that added in a errata?
That was added in the errata sheet.
But it is described in the application for transfer?
That's correct.
Okay. Is Exhibit 2, the water right that's subject to this transfer?
That's correct.
And have you worked on these type of transfers before?
Yes, I have.
And I guess Exhibit 5, can you describe that?
Exhibit 5 is a cover letter in which I prepared and submitted with the application to Corey Skinner, who is who works for the Department of Water Resources.
And Exhibit 6, can you identify that document?
This is the memorandum prepared by Corey Skinner discussing transfer 79466. It goes over the information summary of the transfer as the Department of Water Resources has reviewed it.
And did the Department of Water Resources request any additional information to continue to process this transfer after it was filed?
No, I do not believe so.
That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Thompson. Do you intend to offer then these exhibits 1 through 6 into the administrative record
and
for this
7
case?
And 8.
And yeah, 7 and
his
8.
His resume and
resumes.
Chuck Brockway's resume.
Do you intend?
Yes.
1 through 8? Are there any objections from any of the protestants for those exhibits? Hearing none, then we will admit those 1 through 8 into the administrative record. Mr. Thompson, do you also intend to offer Mr. Sullivan's expert report in this matter?
Yes, the one that was filed, the 7-9.
Okay, we'll admit that. Yeah, any objections? I mean, you protest, and I'll have a chance to do that. Okay, Mr. Sullivan is on the stand, and if there are any cross-examination questions pertaining to this Four Sisters Dairy transfer or his expert report, this is a time to ask those questions. Ms. Henson.
I just want clarification. You indicated that this would be for commercial use as well. Isn't that also in agriculture?
This predictive water right has been assigned a beneficial use of stock water and commercial water only.
Okay, how is that zoned right there, though? Is it zoned ag or zoned commercial?
I'm not sure what it's zoned as. I just know it's authorized. Currently, the authorization is for the dairy to operate at that location, and the proposed point of diversion is located on the dairy site.
Any other questions? Ms. Ritter.
Yeah. Explain this, how the two wells and the diversion of the one, is there going to be just the 41 cubic feet out of that well, or are all three wells going to be like put together?
With the water right, you can have multiple wells or multiple points of diversions on the same water right, but for that particular water right, the additive total pumping from all three wells is limited to what is authorized by the state. So in this case, right now, this water is allowed, I can't remember the exact number, of CFS. From both wells total, that's what those both wells are limited to extract at that instant. And so the total volume that is recorded by the flow meters from those two wells is tolled together and recorded.
Ms. Slifer.
As a follow-up to Ms. Henson's question, could you please clarify what's meant by commercial use?
Ms. Henson's question seemed to be directed to, can this commercial water be used for irrigation, if you want to address that. Is that what you're asking to, Ms. Slifer?
Well, just for clarification of what it means.
Okay.
Hey, commercial water right is a water right that's used for any sort of commercial business, whether it is a welding shop or whether it's for greenhouse use, or whether it's for industrial, non-industrial. There's a separation in the beneficial use for industrial versus commercial. Commercial is usually, it could be for like an office building with multiple staff, multiple bathrooms type of situation. And so it's differentiated from stock water and from irrigation.
So how does that translate into how the water would be used on the dairy?
It allows the dairyman to use that water commercially, such as for cleaning their equipment, using it in the office, using it to operate their commercial business. versus the stock water, which is specifically for using it as drinking water for the animals and so forth.
Any other questions? Okay, hearing none, Mr. Sullivan, I don't have any questions on this particular transfer. Thank you. I should ask, any redirect?
No, I don't.
Okay. Mr. Thompson, as Mr. Sullivan was testifying, I realized that Mr. Visser, because that dairy number three is this, you know, this transfer involves dairy number three, and Mr. Visser had taken the stand and had testified about the physical setup of dairy number three and just some of the water use. I think we should probably incorporate his testimony from the cross-examination into this proceeding.
That's
too.
That's
okay. Any objection? Okay, and we will do that. We'll also incorporate Mr. Visser in his cross-examination. Is there anything more, Mr. Thompson?
No.
Okay. Anything more from the protestants before we close this record? Okay, because there wasn't an ownership issue raised or an objection on that for this transfer, then we can close the record entirely. We won't have post-hearing briefs. We will go ahead and close the record for transfer 79466 at this time. Thank you.
Can I be done?
Yeah.